A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, to this day, whenever Moses is read, a veil lies over the hearts of the children of Israel. But whenever a person turns to the Lord, that veil is removed. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. All of us, gazing with unveiled face on the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory as from the Lord who is the Spirit. Therefore, since we have this ministry through the mercy shown us, we are not discouraged. And even though our gospel is veiled, it's veiled for those who are perishing, in whose case the God of this age has blinded the minds of the unbelievers, so that they may not see the light of the gospel for the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For we do not preach ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your slaves for the sake of Jesus. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," has shone in our hearts to bring to light the knowledge of the glory of God on the face of Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord. The glory of the Lord will dwell in our land. The glory of the Lord will dwell in our land. I will hear what God proclaims, the Lord, for he proclaims peace to his people. Near indeed is his salvation to those who fear him. Glory dwelling in our land. The glory of the Lord will dwell in our land. Kindness and truth shall meet. Justice and peace shall kiss. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and justice shall look down from heaven. The glory of the Lord will dwell in our land. The Lord himself will give us his benefits. Our land shall yield its increase. Justice shall walk before him, and salvation along the way of his steps. The glory of the Lord shall dwell in our land. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, 'You shall not kill, and whoever kills will be liable to judgment.' But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment, and whoever says to his brother, 'Raca,' will be answerable to the Sanhedrin, and whoever says, 'You fool,' will be liable to fiery Gehenna. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there recall that your brother has anything against you, leave your gift there at the altar. Go first and be reconciled with your brother, then come and offer your gift. Settle with your opponent quickly while on the way to court with him. Otherwise, your opponent will hand you over to the judge, and the judge will hand you over to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Amen, I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny." The Gospel of the Lord. And so we see in the Gospel today the reason we have the sign of peace. We've talked about this before. Again, a sign of peace at Mass isn't you to kiss your spouse and to hug everybody and think, "Oh, I just love this, please." It's exactly from this Gospel that before we receive the precious body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus, we must be at peace with everybody in our life. That means we have forgiven them, they have forgiven us, or at least we have tried to be reconciled with them. If they don't do their part, they don't do their part, but at least we want to be at peace with everybody. So when I offer a sign of peace to someone at Mass, it's like, this is, you are the sign that I'm at peace with everybody in my life right now. I have forgiven everybody. And so, then we can come to the altar. If not, Jesus says, you leave your gift, you go and be reconciled, then you can come and receive communion, huh? And so it's really something we got to think. It ain't just doing it my way. I'll go to communion when I want. I'll do what I want because I've done everything I think I can do. It's what God tells us, because he says, if they have something against you, they're going to bring you to him. And so, am I reconciled with everyone in my life? Again, this isn't what I'm saying. This is what Jesus is saying. So don't get mad at me. Deal with Jesus. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand.